Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Today our focus is Operation Shelter Me. So the San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors approved on September 9th, not too many days ago, to ban homeless encampments on county public property and public rights of way. And they did this due to the dangers of possible flooding, wildfires, extreme heat and cold, rail collisions, and traffic accidents. So what's to help those people? Well, there's a program called Operation Shelter Me that combines law enforcement personnel and social workers to contact some of the county's most severely mentally ill homeless residents. Their goal is to contact these individuals with connect these individuals with resources under Laura's Law, which provides a legal pathway for treatment-resistant individuals, people who have had a past of incarceration or something like that. And so they can actually provide them some resources after they've checked them out. So since they've done this, the stats, and this started in the 2023, they've had 22 outreach events that engaged the community involvement and got them educated onto what they're doing and got them to help out. They contacted over 1,200 people, linked 33 to housing, connected 924 to services that they needed, and that ranged from healthcare to rehab programs. Their objective is to support vulnerable residents, providing new and compassionate solutions for individuals who might otherwise fall through the cracks of traditional care systems. So, Father God, we lift up the Operation Shelter Me and this new ban on homeless encampments. We pray, Father, that the homeless will find housing, that the law enforcement and social workers will be able to identify, find the homeless people, provide them opportunities to live in safer places, give them resources to help them get off any kinds of drugs or whatever kinds of issues that they have, that they can actually get some resources to be able to get improved. But we also pray for the church. We pray for the church to reach out to these people as well and to share the gospel with them so that they can experience Jesus who can transform their lives. And we pray, Lord, that they will experience the power of God that would help them be set free from those reasons why they are in the situation that they're in, to be able to have jobs and be able to keep them and be able to handle money and how to save and all of those things that often come with homelessness. We know that many of them resort to drugs and alcohol, and there are some pretty bad ones out there. And many of them are subjected to all kinds of environmental issues when they're in outside and bugs and all the other things. So, Father, we pray for their protection, and we pray that they would come to know Jesus and be set free and housed and become part of the citizens again, healthy, in Jesus' name.